Just before dark, they came upon an elk that had been shot and butchered and skinned. Only the two hindquarters and antlers were missing, and Purdy swore at the waste as he made a wide circle of what had been a hunter's camp. "Three men were here last night. White men, not Indians. No horses, though. They were on foot."
"Doing what in such a wild place as this?"
"Trapping for skins and the taking of big antlers. There's a big market for 'em in Blue Ridge and over to Yellowstone. Tourists, especially the foreign ones, like to buy cured hides and trophy antlers to take back to Europe and brag about how they shot a big game animal. Yes, sir, I've sold plenty of hides and antlers myself to them tourists, and there's money to be made if a body's willing to hunt in the highest and roughest of these mountains."
Samantha had no illusions about her tracking skills. "Mr. Purdy, which way did the three men go when they left the camp?"
"Can't say for sure, 'cause there was a hard rain up here earlier. But I reckon we might come upon their tracks later today. If they're after grizzly, they'll be climbing, same as us."
The old man shook his head, and his face grew pinched with worry.
"Damn it, I was hoping we'd be the only ones up here."
"Why?"
"Because the kind of men that come up here don't give a damn for nothing. They'd shoot and skin their own mothers for a dollar. Most of them are old buffalo hunters, hiders, and bone pickers falling on real hard times. You can't be too careful among them in the mountains, where there's no one to see what evil they might do."
Samantha was clammy and cold already from the streams she had fallen into, and the wind was picking up, so she had begun to shiver. But this new complication of hunters on the mountain, and Otis Purdy's obvious worry about them, made her shiver even harder.